There had been a time, and that not remote, when these fair meadows were a waste of death and desolation, scathed with fire and strewn with the ghastly relics of an Iroquois victory. Now all was changed. LaSalle looked down from his rock on a concourse of wild human life. Lodges of bark and rushes or cabins of logs were clustered on the open plain or along the edges of the bordering forests. Squaws labored, warriors lounged in the sun, naked children whooped and gambled on the grass. Beyond the river, a mile and a half on the left, the banks were studded once more with the lodges of the Illinois, who to the number of 6,000 had returned since their defeat to this their favorite dwelling place. Scattered along the valley, among the adjacent hills, or over the neighboring prairie, were the cantonments of a half-score of other tribes, and fragments of tribes, gathered under the protecting aegis of the French.